I gather you were evacuated.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
I read with great interest a little summary that was prepared about your experiences about coming down here.
Yes.
Would you be able to talk us through what happened?
What thing? From the beginning?
From the beginning, if that's
yes,
okay.
Yes, I can, because my father and I lived with my aunt because my mother had died 2 years prior to the war, starting in 1937. She was 29. And Dad and I lived with my aunt. And at that time, when the war was coming, my aunt and uncle and my small cousin and I were on holiday in Ramsgate on the day war broke out. And I can remember when the siren going whilst we were on the promenade at Ramsgate, and we all had to run to some caves in Ramsgate Cliffs. Now, you're never going to believe this, but it was a railway tunnel. It's not in existence now, apparently. But we all ran to this huge tunnel in the cliffs that had been part of the railway system. And presumably we stood there, because before that, everybody was crowded round some of the stalls that were on the promenade, because there was a speech by this man, whom I later, of course, knew was Neville Chamberlain, and that we were at war with Germany. From this time, we were at war with Germany. And then the siren went and we all had to rush to this shelter. And then I don't remember much after that, but we came back home from our holiday, probably the next day. And quite suddenly, it was arranged for me to be evacuated. All the rest of my school had already come down here, and I was brought down individually in a car. I can't remember by whom, but I know I came down in a car. And of course, everybody else had been billeted on various families, and they had to find somewhere for me to go. So I was sort of a couple of days. They had nowhere for me, so I was sort of somebody said, "Oh, I can take her for one night," and somebody else said, "Well, I'll take her for one night," and then they found a place for me.